Memhamid Bays, 12 lines down. First word of line is Kasha. The word after that is what we'll start with, Itmar. There are two opinions. Rav is one and Levi is the other. Colon. Now, we'll see what the two opinions are. We don't know which name necessarily goes with which opinion, but colon. Chad Amar. Now, this is going to be the issue of Chalipin. Chalipin is a type of making a acquisition, a deal. We're most familiar with it like a kerchief. You know, one person lifts up the kerchief, the other, that person is going to be makna his things to someone else. Can a matzbeya, a coin, chad amar, one of the two of them, I double underline this word chad, and a line later, I also double underline the word chad, one of the two of them says matzbeya nasa, chalipin, can make a chalipin. Basically, it serves like the kerchief in a Kenyan chalipin that we're familiar with. V'chad amar ein matzbeya nasa chalipin. You cannot have a coin make chalipin. So let's say I have a coin and I want to... Now, normally when I have a coin, I use it to pay for something else, but I don't want it to be done like a payment, like a some sort of commercial transaction. Rather, I want the Kenyan to be like a Kenyan sudr, like a kerchief, like a symbolic gesture type of act, where the one who is acquiring the item in question, let's call it the lawnmower, he gives a sudr, let's say, a kerchief, to the guy who has the lawnmower, and the guy who has the lawnmower will transfer the ownership, let's say, of the lawnmower with the mashicha that he does on the sudr. Okay, well, if you want to use a coin in that way, even though, like the Mishnah said, that if the person is trading money, like paying for something, and didn't you do a mashicha on the payros, that doesn't work. Either side can back out. In other words, the deal is not clenched. That's when the money was given. This money usually is as money to pay for it. But if it was done as chalipin, once the mashicha was done on the money, it seems like the deal's clenched, and the lawnmower, even if it's in the possession of the other guy, belongs to the new fellow. That's if matbeya nasa chalipin. And the other mandamara says, no, you can't use a coin for a chalipin. I'm a Rav Papa. So Rav Papa is going to explain now my time. What's the reason of the mandamara who says, ain matbeya nasa chalipin? You cannot use the matbeya as the kerchief in a Kenyan chalipin. Well, mishum de daite a tsurta. Because in general, the person who is getting the item and he's receiving the coin to have the Kenyan chalipin work, normally Kenyan chalipin, it's a kerchief. However, here, it's like, I don't know, let's say $25 minted gold coin. His focus is on the fact that it's a coin, a minted coin specifically, because minted coins are certainly a lot more valuable in most times of history than unminted coins. And they circulate. They're able to be spent on things. That sort of, also in those days, says the Gemara, avida de batla. It can easily be nullified. The king who decides he wants to have a new tsura, or a new king decides that all the old currency is no good, and therefore it's not effective to be used as a sudr in a Kenyan chalipin. Okay, it's none. Let's see what our Mishnah had to say about that. Mishnah, quote, four words. It's the first four words of the Mishnah. Hazav kaina esha kesef. So when you have golden dinners, which is certainly the matbeya, it will coin the kesef. Now, my love, should we not say that, hey, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? What type of Kenyan? A Kenyan chalipin. It's where it's doing it like a Kenyan sudra using the coin ushmamina. All those are gold coins, and we would conclude from there, matbeya, yes, nasa chalipin. Says the Gemara, no. We're not talking about Kenyan chalipin, our Mishnah. We're talking about, as we had originally understood it, bedamim. You're trying to give money, the monetary value of it, to acquire the other thing. Well, the nihachi, if that's the case, then the Mishnah was not stated as precisely as it should have been. Instead of saying, here's four words in right angles, hazav koin es hakesef, comma, the word that should have been used is mechayev mibayalei, that he's chayev to pay the kesef. It's not the zahav. The giving of the Zav is not coin the kesef. The giving of the Zav is that which is mechayev him to have to give the other item. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, understand the Mishnah Tzni as though it said, Hazav mechayev. Not only that, but hachamam mistabra. Logically, that seems to make sense. Midiktani seifa. Because if you keep reading, like the next line in our Mishnah that we started this parak with, here's a five-word quote, hakesef eino kona esazav. Okay, silver coins will, mashiach of silver coins will not clench the deal for the gold coins. Now, if you want to say bedamim, it's being used as the monetary value of it, hainu damrin, that's why we said, or that's understandable then, that we said the dahava, the gold, is the pira, and all relative to the other, and the kaspa, the silver, is the tiva, the coin. The tiva, when you're doing an exchange like that, a taking of the coin, pira loikani, will not automatically clench the deal for the peros. Eliyamas bechalipin, if you want to say that, no, it's not, you're not buying it using the money, you're doing it with a chalipin intention, travayu likno adadi, then gold coins should be able to acquire silver coins, a chalipin on the gold, and a chalipin on the silver should be able to acquire the gold. Ve'oid, and even further, I squiggle it on the ve'oid, Tanya. We have a brisa. The brisa goes for just over three lines. The brisa says, hakesef eino kone es hazahav. Right, that was the second line of our Mishnah, but we elaborate a bit in this price. A ketzad, how so? So let's say, machar loy esvim v'chamisha dinar shel kesef bedinar shel zahav. A, Mr. A, is selling 25 silver dinars to Mr. B for a gold dinar. Ava bisha mashach es ha kesef, even though he did a mashicha on the kesef, which is the silver, lo kana, it wouldn't work. Ad shiyim sheches hazav until the mashiach dan hazav, which is the equivalent of the item in that transaction. Now, that's the end of the snake source. Yamris Bishlama, if you want to say that the way it's being done, which is in this brisa, which is just elaborating on the case of the Mishnah, is bedamim, the coins are being over as a payment, a monetary payment, mishum hachilaikon, and that's why it wouldn't work. Although, once again, Yamris Bechalipin, that if it's just being exchanged, nikni, it should certainly work. Okay, and therefore it seems pretty clear it was not being done as chalipin. So then what's the other option? It's being given as damim elamai? Question mark, comma, bid damim? Well, ihachi ema reisha. And I guess this is the reisha of that brisa. Also, it's an ex source that goes a little bit longer than three lines, and it elaborates on not the second phrase in our opening mission, but the first phrase. And the mission opened up by saying, hazahav, koina es hakesef, a mashicha on the gold coins will acquire the silver coins to the other party. Now, ketzad, how so, explains this brisa. Machar loy, let's see, he was selling him a dinar shel zav, one dinar shel zav, four, esu mechamishu dinar shel kesef, 25 silver dinars, kama kevan shemashach es hazav, once he did a mashicha on the zav, nikna kesef, now, you know nikna kesef? Bechol makayim shehu, I squeal underline, bechol makayim, wherever it might be, even if it's not present here, wherever it might be. Now, let's take a look at that. Iamris, I vectored the Iamris, and two lines later, first two words in the line are L-E, I vectored that as well. So Iamris, bishlama, bechalipin, if you want to say, oh, you know what's gone here, it's a Kenyan chalipin that's being done, hainu dekatani, then it makes sense that the Brisa would say, here's just a quote of what we had a line ago, nikna kesef bechol makayim shehu, wherever it is, right? That's great for chalipin. Ela iamres bedamim, if the way this transaction is being done is as the coins are being given as a monetary payment, hi, then instead of saying, here's five words in right angles, nikna kesef bechol makayim shehu, what it should have said, which would have been more correct, nischayev gavra mibayale, that the person is now chayev to come through on his end of the deal. And it didn't say that. Amar Rav Ashi. So even though it seemed to indicate that it's probably a kinyan chalipin that's being done, Rav Ashi says, no, la'olam bedamim, the Mishnah's cases, Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet, all those cases are the coins are being given as a monetary payment. Umay, and what then did it mean in the Tanaic source when it said, three words at right angles, Bechol makayim shehu, wherever it is? Well, what it meant to say is kemois shehu, as it is, meaning according to whatever conditions they put into the deal. Keda amar le, because you can have newer coins, you can have older coins. Well, however he said in the deal, that's the way it goes. I amar le, if he said to him, me arnaki chadosha yahivna lach, from the pouch of new coins I'm going to give to you, le matziyav le me arnaki yishani, can't give him for the older coins. Now, even though in some ways older coins are preferable, because since they've been circulating a while and you can see they're genuine, afal gav de adifi minayu, the older coins, still, if the deal was for the newer coins, you do the newer coins. Why? Because there is an aspect that the newer coins are preferable. My taima, damar lei, because the one who's trying to get the coins can say, I'm interested, le yashna, from the word yashan, old. I want to age the coins. Kaba inalu is why I need them, and it's a lot more effective to age. You want to age, like keep, you know, put it away for 5 years. If you do that with new coins, they're much less likely to get ruined than with old coins. I put a brackets before the Amar of Papa, Shokar of Papa's name, and the brackets I closed, Mem Vav, Hamud Aleph, about 14 lines down or so. Last line is Tavach, and I closed the brackets. We'll do something unconventional. We'll skip the brackets just for a moment, because immediately after the brackets, we have a whole slew, actually a three. Here we go. V'chein Amar Ula. I circled Ula. Ein Matbeya, and double underline the Ein. So Ula says also, no, a coin cannot do chalipin. V'chein amar Rav Asi, ein matbeya nase chalipin. V'chein amar Rav Barachan amar B'yochanan, ein matbeya nase chalipin. So it's pretty clear, at least the vast majority of Amorek opinions say that the coins cannot function like in place of the sudr, in place of the kerchief to accomplish a Kenyan Sudra or a Chalipin. Let's go back to the brackets. In the brackets now, which five lines from the bottom of the previous Amud, Amar Rav Papa. I circled Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa like this. Up until now, we've been speaking of trying to use the coins in place of the kerchief. Rav Papa says, Afilu manda Amar, Ein matbeya nase chalipin, which is about everyone, even according to the opinion, says that the coins cannot be in place of the kerchief. May avid hu delay avid chalipin. So they can't accomplish the chalipin. Normally, the chalipin is accomplished by one who has the kerchief or the beged or whatever he wants to use, giving it to the other one. Aknuye makni bechalipin. However, they can be acquired using a chalipin. So imagine a kerchief. One person has, there's another person who has the coins. Coins can, yes, be acquired through a Kenyan Chalipin. They can't be used as the kerchief in the Kenyan Chalipin, but they can, yes, be acquired through a Kenyan Chalipin. Midahave, similar to Pira L'Rav Nachman. Pira L'Rav Nachman, what do we know about payros? Let's say a pound of apples. Lav afal gav, isn't it so? De inhu lo yavdi chalipin. We'll see. Rav Nachman darshan's the psukim that has to be kind of like shoe like. Basically, has to be a kli, and payros aren't a kli, and therefore, if it's and payros aren't a kli, you can't use them in place of the kerchief. Aknuye makni b'chalipin, but you can certainly do a kinyan chalipin using a kerchief to acquire payros. Tival, so the coins as well, nami loishna, no distinction, so you can't use the coin in place of the kerchief, but if you want to use a kerchief to acquire the coins, you can, yes, do that. Meisvei, we have a Tanaic source, it goes till the second line on Memvav and Aleph, and it, I put a long question marking in the margin, starting here, going down till about the sixth line on Memvav and Aleph, and here's the question. Meisvei, you have a person, a farmer, he has to get his truma and his Meiser Rishon, his Meiser Sheni. Now, Meiser Sheni, sometimes years it goes to the Ani, the poor people take it. Sometimes he has to take all that produce and bring it to Jerusalem and eat it in Jerusalem. What most farmers, certainly if they were far away from Yerushalayim, would do is they would transfer the value of the Meiser Sheni onto coins and then go to Yerushalayim with those few coins and spend those coins on foodstuffs in Yerushalayim. There's one thing, though. If a person who owns Meiser Sheni redeems his own Meiser Sheni, meaning transfers it onto money, has to add 20%, or let's call it a fifth, a chaymish. If somebody else, for whatever reason, does it, or he does it to somebody else's Meiser Sheni, then he doesn't have to add that one-fifth. So it would be financially, ostensibly financially beneficial to have somebody else po to your Meiser Sheni, or for you to po to someone else's Meiser Sheni, and therefore, Hayo Imid Begurin. If you have a person, he's got a bunch of produce, and you know, I guess 8.8% of it is Meiser Sheni, he's in the threshing floor area, the granary. Ve'ein biyadoi mos. However, he currently does not have cash money with him. So what does he do? Oimer lechaveroi. He says to his buddy, hey, Bob, you're my good. He trusts Bob. They've known each other for decades. He says to him, that Bob understands what's going on here also. He says, you know what? These payros here, nesunim lach matana. He gives over to Bob the Peiros, the Meiser Sheni. Now, once Bob has it, Vechaiser Vaimer, he, the owner, goes right back and says, oh, you know what? I'm going to redeem your Meiser Sheni onto these coins. Now, is he redeeming his own Meiser Sheni? No, it's now Bob's, and therefore he doesn't have to add the extra Chomish, extra 1/5. He'll say, quote, Harehin Michulalan Alma Osheishli Bebesi. I got my money at home on the, you know, the top on top of the refrigerator. They're going to hereby have their holiness transferred onto the money that's in my house. That's the end of the Tanaic source. Now, the whole scenario, or the case in this Brisa, was brought to us, actually, I think a Mishnah, was brought to us where he doesn't have cash money on him. Taima, so the reason why this can be done is because he doesn't have any Shein B'Yadoi Mos. Let's say he did have cash money on him there at the granary. Ha Yesh B'Yadoi Mos, Likni Lehu Le'idach B'Meshicha. Then he would have been able to give over the ownership of it to the other person using Meshicha, and the other person could have been Parik. This person's Meiser Sheni. In other words, the way that this is recommended in the Brisa, it's a little bit of a harama. In other words, I'm giving Bob my Meiser Sheni, not because I'm really giving it to him, because I just want to not have to add the extra chaimish. But if it would be preferable if I could keep the Meiser Sheni, and I just give him the money and let him be poda my Meiser Sheni. The Hachi Adif, again, this would be preferable because it would not look as underhanded, theoretically. The Havile Nachri, because then the other person would become a Nachri, as far as the Meiser is concerned. Now, if you want to say, like we were suggesting, that a coin can be acquired using Chalipin. In other words, I give you the kerchief, you get the coins. Nikni le mois, let him give the money. He said, where was the money? He didn't have it with him in the granary. It was on top of his refrigerator. No problem. Transfer the money to the other guy, Agav Suder. Give him a kerchief, and with him getting the kerchief, you hereby give him the money. Velifrek, and then it's, again, he'd be using, ostensibly his money, to be poda the Meiser Sheni Peiros. That's the question. Well, that would be great if he had a kerchief. You know what? He doesn't. Delaisle Suder. Okay, he doesn't have a kerchief, so he can't do it. Okay, but a Kinyan Chalipin can actually be done also. If I am going to be giving you land, along with the land, you can get movables. The Nikninhu Nihale. And this is really a question, not so much in Republic, but actually on the Tanaic source. Like, why is there a problem even in the Mishnah that we said? Why does he have to give him the Meiser Sheni? Why doesn't he just transfer ownership of the money, which he has on his, top of his fridge, and Nikninhu Nihale Agav Karka, along with land? Well, Delaisle Karka. He doesn't have any land. Well, 1 second. Didn't we say he was standing in a granary? V'ha'imid b'gairin. Isn't he in his granary? Kitani? Answer, no, he's in somebody else's granary. B'gairin? Shena shaloi. Okay, so he's not in his own threshing area because he doesn't have one and doesn't have a kerchief. And for that matter, you could do a Kinyan Chalipin with a sock. You could do it with a shirt. So are we saying this guy doesn't have his own granary and is naked because he doesn't have any clothes on? V'ichbil Tana, with the Tana bend himself over backwards, Lashminan, to give us a scenario or a case, Gavra Artilai, a buck naked man, Delay Slave, Veloy Klumo, has nothing, he has no clothes, he has no granary, he has no land? Can't be. That's too far-fetched to be bringing out the example in that type of case. Elalav Shmamina, rather, should we not conclude from here, since the case has to be one? He's not standing there without clothes. He's got some clothes on, so he definitely has a suder. It must be Ein Matbea Nikne Bechalipin. That, although Rav Papa had told us at the beginning, 5 lines from the bottom, that a coin can be acquired using Chalipin, it must be that it cannot. Shmamino, that indeed that is the case. Not only is that so, but even Rav Papa himself, Af Rav Papa, I underline Rav Papa Hadarbe, he also backed out from what he had told us, 5 lines from the bottom of the previous Amud, as we'll see right here. Ki hadura papa, havele, he once had, we actually saw this scenario at the end of Maseches Bava Kama, this case, he had tresar alfi dinri, 12,000 dinners, which is an enormous amount of money, in a city far away from where he lived. It was in the city of Bei Chuzoi. Now, Rapapa wasn't going to Bei Chuzoi. If he was, the people there would give him the money that they owed him. However, he knows Akninhu, he transferred the ownership of those coins, in other words, he gave those coins to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, who was going to be traveling there. Now, how could he transfer ownership of coins that are not with him? Agav Asefa Debase. Along with, he gave him, Asefa is the entryway, the threshold of the doorway into his house. And the reason he did that and the effectiveness of it, in other words, when Shmuel Bar Acha comes and says, yeah, I'm here to get the stuff, the 12,000 dinners, they'll give it to him because since it's now no longer a papa's, but it's now Rav Shmuel Bar Acha's, they know the moment they give it to him, they're not responsible or liable anymore. Nafkamina being if Rav Shmuel Bar Acha gets, let's say, bushwhacked or mugged on the way back home, their payment is good. Ki asa, and when Shmuel returned, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha returned with the money, Nafaglape HaTavach, Rav Papa was so happy, he went out to greet him until a place called Tavach. That's the end of the bracketed section, and then we had the three Amoraic opinions, all who say that Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. And we have a few questions on this. We're going to just pre-triangle it, and then we'll pick up next time. Aesve gets a triangle over here, and four lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line is a Tashma that also gets a triangle. Mirza Shem will pick up next year with this Aesve. Adkan.